Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habager.
Good morning, all.
We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with, we're not going to kick it off with Brittany.
Oh, no.
Brittany's not here yet. Brittany, where are you?
Brittany!
We hope to get an update on weather. And plenty more. Yeah. We've got a really fun show lined up for you, everybody, and a real special one, actually, in line. Not only will we have our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in a little bit, and, of course, it's a Thursday. That means we'll be joined by the Southwick County Humane Society to start off the 9 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to all of that. But the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association announced their finalists for their awards this year.
That's right.
And we want to get into that here as a station. We want to do it as a team. So we are nice enough, or she was nice enough, Melissa was, to stop by. So she's going to stop by somewhere between right before or right around the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, right.
And we'll dive into that in the WBA awards and how they affect your local radio station.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're pretty excited about it. Spoiler alert, we're not talking about it for nothing.
Yeah, that's right. I just thought I'd bring it up.
We just thought we'd mention it. You know? Yeah, that's all coming up for you. And we got, of course, the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest we want to talk about as well. All of these things happening, Seth. But we have to start with opening day.
It's opening day.
Everybody excited. Everybody's excited. Baseball is such a universal sport that even people that aren't necessarily sports heads like us or anything like that get excited about this. I think in part because of you know, it being in spring and summer, and that it reminds us of spring and summer. You've got games kicking off today. Of course, just noteworthy. And I would think that you know this already. If you are a baseball fan and you live in Wisconsin, you're a Brewer fan. You know that the Brewers game was suspended.
Right.
If you didn't, and we're informing you, I'm not trying to question your Brewerhood or anything here, but it is kind of opening day.
You'd
be paying attention.
Right.
But the Brewers will be playing tomorrow in New York against the Mets. The first game that we have for today is looks like the Baltimore and the Angels.
Okay.
And Corbin Burnes taking the mound for Baltimore.
That is. So we get to see his first action as a Baltimore Oriole. It's going to be very strange to see him in the new uniform.
I've seen just a couple. Like,
I know.
And it looks weird. It looks weird. But, rooting for – I don't know. I don't root against the Orioles.
No, I don't either. I've really appreciated what they've done with their team last few years. They've done a really excellent job.
I don't really have, to me, a villain in baseball. Like, it used to be the Yankees, but the Yankees haven't done anything in forever, so
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
They're not really the evil empire
anymore. Yeah, and even though I know a lot of people are like, the Dodgers buy everybody kind of thing, I don't even feel that way towards the Dodgers either, for whatever reason.
I'm with you. I don't know why. It's exciting to have baseball back. We're excited about that. And with baseball comes a lot of different, different foods at the ballpark.
They've always got
the weird foods at the ballpark and everything. I wanted to look into what are the weirdest ones are this year. you've been to a handful of baseball games in your time. Have you ever been had any of the weird foods at a ballpark or anything?
Well, I think the weirdest I've ever had, but this is really cool because it's a staple in Minnesota. Mm. They have a stand that sells wild rice soup at Target Field.
Huh.
And that's because wild rice is huge in Minnesota. They have a lot of wild rice patties and stuff there. So that's about as odd as I've gotten. Otherwise, I try to stick to the old standbys.
With
baseball, your hot dogs and your popcorn and that kind of stuff, your peanuts.
I'm with you on that, especially the standards. They're always good. You got to have a hot dog at the ballpark.
You do, for whatever reason.
Here in Milwaukee, I love the special sauce that they have there. I like that, so I like using that. I think that's about as far out there as I've gotten. Some of these I wouldn't mind trying, though, like the stuffed s'mores at Citi Field.
Ooh.
When you're craving something sweet, skip the Cracker Jacks and go straight to the MVP of desserts, the stuffed s'more made from graham cracker crusted French toast filled with a swirl of Nutella, marshmallow fluff, and dark chocolate chunks.
Wow.
Woo.
That sounds rich.
Yeah. You can have that tomorrow if you're in New York to catch the Brewers.
Can't do it today.
No.
By the way, I wanted to let everyone know there's no calories in food at the ballpark. None. Zero.
That's true, just eat whatever you want, man.
You can go right to town, man.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
You could pause it, go to the ballpark, right?
I like that. The Donut Burger at Citizen Bank Park, where the Phillies play. That's the Mets stadium, the one we just mentioned before.
Right.
Only the bravest of Philadelphia fans can would dare to take a bite out of the Donut Burger. Just as the name suggests, this crazy concoction consists of a fresh beef patty, American cheese, crisp applewood bacon, cherry pepper jack, on glazed donuts. Think like your typical glazed donuts is the bun.
Man, that's just they're like daring you now to do certain things, man.
Yeah.
Let's clog your heart with this.
Let's just see how far we can push your heart. let's see how far we can push it to the end.
So yeah, when you go to the ballpark, it's not you being excited; it's your heart actually crying out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
In terror, it's like,
for the love of God, I can only do so much. The brisket-topped tots at Kauffman Stadium. Trip to Kansas City just wouldn't be complete without brisket. So it's a good thing you can get brisket tots at a Royals game. This savory snack is actually served in a souvenir cap and features smoked brisket.
Oh, man.
Anything that is served in a cap.
In a helmet, I
can take home. I don't care what it is. I'll eat it. It could be a whole thing of mashed potatoes, and I would still take
so
it.
So this one I got to ask you, man, because it's got one thing I know you really love, but one thing you are not a fan of.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I would eat this in a heartbeat because it looks awesome.
I would definitely do it.
Give it a try at least? Yeah.
Especially, I want to get to Kansas City before they change that ballpark.
Kauffman Stadium is great.
And what they're looking to do does look great.
It looks very cool, yes.
They're going to keep the fountain and everything, so that's cool. But, I mean, I want to go there before they change it. I want to go there before or the new stadium, whatever they're doing.
One of the two,
I did see that the Washington team, that the Nationals and Wizards are going to stay in Washington.
Yes.
They were going to move them to Virginia. These owners live in such bubbles that they think that if they want something, they can just do it. And to be fair, they probably haven't been told no a lot in their lives. But whether it's the Oakland A's ownership and we're going to move into Vegas. And Vegas is like, no, you're not.
Do we need a baseball team? Yeah.
What does Las Vegas need baseball for? Why? Why would they need a baseball team? They don't. And they don't have anywhere to put one.
No, not really.
A lot of these stadiums got that. The Bayou City Hot Dog at Minute Maid Park in beautiful Houston. Hot dogs are anything but boring, but down in Houston, in addition to the Frito pie corn dog, a foot-long hot dog dipped in house-made Frito corn chip batter.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. The Bayou City hot dog. This savory snack consists of a Nolan Ryan hot dog topped with smoked pork, burnt ends, Rico's cheese sauce, pickle chips, and plenty more.
That sounds good.
I want to go to a game now just for the food. And a lot of these parks, what they're doing now is kind of cool, too. It's not just these crazy foods, but they're giving you souvenirs with them.
Which is very cool, yeah.
The Rangers, you get a souvenir ball with their signature meal and everything.
I haven't heard that. Wow, that's cool.
It's a really cool idea by them. And to be fair, as much as it costs to go to games nowadays, I would think you should. I got one more.
Okay.
The PB and bacon sandwich at Target Field.
Oh,
yeah.
Kids, they got a new one.
Kids and adults alike will want to get their hands on the new peanut butter and bacon sandwich at Target Field, home of the Minnesota Twins. This scrumptious sandwich is served on two slices of toasted sourdough and pairs peanut butter with crispy jelly candied bacon.
Oof.
You can find it in section 114.
All right. Oh, they even tell you exactly where to find it. Nice.
That's kind of interesting. They tell you right where
to find it. My oldest, he loves peanut butter. He loves bacon. That might be the sandwich for him, man.
Is that how you get him to be a Twins fan?
They don't have this at AmFam Field, man. They've only got it at Target Field.
Right. We will go ahead and dive into one more topic here before we get going. I thought this was kind of cool. And like, it's one of those moments where I think you have to learn to laugh at yourself. I learned this from my Nana. I've told this story before about my Nana trying to my papa and I leave to go out on the Lake Camelot for a while, and she's trying to get this stain out of the rug. We come back, and it's been an hour or two, and she's still trying to get that stain out of the rug. I walk over there, and there's a light fixture coming through the window that is hitting the carpet, and she didn't notice it. And she's trying to get this stain, what she thinks is a stain out, and I don't know how to tell her this. This is the matriarch of our family. And I'm like, Nan, and I tell her, and she just like rolls over laughing at herself. Just couldn't stop laughing at how silly it was and everything. She called my papa over and everything.
Oh, gosh.
I learned real early in life that the best people I know, the strongest people I know, can laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
This lady is one of them. A Cheshire, England woman rescued what she believed to be an abandoned baby hedgehog and took it to a local animal shelter where veterinarians told her she had actually rescued a pom-pom from a beanie hat.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
the Lower Mosswood Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital said in a Facebook post, this kind soul rescued what she thought was a very shy baby hedgehog. A very, very,
very shy. It wouldn't move at all.
Took it home. She brought it into the animal hospital the next day, concerned that it hadn't moved or done anything all night. Veterinarians then informed the woman that she had actually rescued a pom-pom from the top of a beanie hat.
Oh, boy.
Quote, she was an older lady, maybe 60s or 70s, well-spoken and well-meaning. She said she could see something on the roadside that looked like a hedgehog.
Right.
From a distance, you take it at face value. She didn't handle it at all. She scooped it up in a box with some cat food and left it in a warm place.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yes. Okay.
She barely peeked at it as it was sitting there and everything. Yeah. Again, the animal hospital praised the woman for her good intentions. Remember, the kindness knows no bounds, even when it's a fake furry friend.
Well, that actually makes me feel better about this because she didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you're not supposed to touch wild animals. That's smart. She just put it in a box to help, you know, it resuscitate. But that's great. Oh, that's actually kind of a nice story.
Kind of a cool story. We will take a time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to celebrate our birthdays and anniversaries with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. We say a big shout out to our friends at El Cafe. Big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. Encourage you to visit our friends over at El Cafe. They're wishing everybody good morning. Thursday specials are a waffle combo and greens, Ooh. And berries and salad. They're open 7 till 2. Come on down, check him out for lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever you're looking for. Mm-hmm. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Visit our friends over at El Cafe.
Yeah.
Good stuff over there and good stuff right here today. We got a good list. Want to have a better list and bigger list, so get us more birthdays and anniversaries.
Always.
Yes, we want to celebrate with you. Send us your birthdays and anniversaries, info@WFHR.com, james.mailup@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up and join the conversation, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Look forward to hearing from all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, I need you to do a little work. Need a
all
one
right.
through three.
I'm ready.
A one through three.
One through three. I did two yesterday. Let's do three today.
Hey, there we go. Gives us that qualifier. And we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to old friend of ours here at WFHR, Christy Kengott.
Happy birthday, Christy.
Christy K, it was a long-time voice here at WFHR, and one of my favorite voices in radio history. I've told Christy this many times. She has such a great voice, and she was so darn good at this job. So much of what I learned from this job was from Christy.
Mm-hmm.
She trained me on Over the Back Fence. So, in essence, she trained you on Over the Back Fence.
in a roundabout way, right?
Yeah. Just in a wonderful human being, wonderful person.
You know, I stumbled across a recording of her doing like an Over the Back Fence promo.
Oh, awesome.
That I got to hear. So you're right. She had a great voice.
Yeah.
Great radio voice.
Christy's awesome. I hope you're having a great one, Christy. Wish you a good one. Talk to you later. Wishing a happy birthday to Lexi Waite.
Happy birthday, Lexi.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Patty Carsey.
Oh, happy birthday, Patty.
Enjoy your day, Patty. Hope it's a great one for you.
Party, Patty.
Yes, party, Patty. Go right ahead. Yes.
Have some fun.
Enjoy and have a great birthday. We wish you a good one. Thanks so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Taking a quick look at our celebrity list, Lady Gaga is 38.
38.
Incredibly talented human being.
Wow.
Very talented.
Boy, I tell you, you know, it's and maybe it's because of the, you know, all the makeup and stuff. It's really hard to tell how old she is.
Yes.
Because
yes.
of the way she changes her outfits and all that kind of stuff. But I it seems like she's been around for like 20 years. So I didn't realize she was that young when she got started, when she really hit her first hit.
I don't think that anybody necessarily really loves and revels in being wrong. But I feel like I get this wrong. You know, somehow most of us love being right. I feel like I get that wrong because I enjoy a little bit being wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it means that not only I'm surprised, but I'm learning something. Mm-hmm. And I was so wrong about this woman. you could tell from her first song Poker Face that she's talented, she can sing and all that. Mm-hmm. But I thought she was just a pop star. And, you know, a very talented one, but that's what she was.
And a very gimmicky one at first.
Yes. Yeah. The meat clothes and everything.
Yeah, and all that stuff.
That's kind of, you know, that's what I focused on. And then I see her on SNL and doing it live work. And I'm like, oh, okay. So she sounds even better live. Yeah. So she could definitely sing.
Great live act.
But, you know, the meat suit, all that stuff and everything. See her at the Super Bowl. Oh, wow. Okay. So she can do this. Not only that, but she can do that live, too. Mm-hmm. All right. Very, very talented human being. Okay. Then you see her with Tony Bennett. And you find out that the only reason that we got that last album from Tony Bennett is because Lady Gaga wanted to work with Tony Bennett so bad. She respected and loved him. She mm-hmm. grew up with Tony Bennett music. In an Italian household, you're not going to not hear Tony Bennett songs growing up.
Where are your Tony Bennett records?
Yeah, they get to take them with us. Yeah, yep. And she does this amazing album and shows, oh, she can also be a crooner. She can also do old school jazz and everything. And then you see her in A Star Is Born, and then you realize she's a great actor.
And get plus TV shows. It's like, wow.
So I was incredibly wrong. Not just a pop star, a Renaissance woman. She can do it all.
Right,
great
right.
songwriter. And, happy birthday, Lady Gaga.
My gosh, she's a really remarkable person.
And I don't want to say this in a bad way. I'm not even like a big fan. Like I just respect greatness. Yeah. I can't imagine how her fans feel about her. Like
she's got her core fans.
Julia Stiles is 43. Save the Last Dance, 10 Things I Hate About You. Mm. She was in the Bourne movies as well. Mm-hmm. I always liked her work.
Very good. Very good. Underused, if you ask me.
Yes.
She probably should have been in more stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nick Frost is 52. Simon Pegg's sidekick in Paul, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, World's End. He's on AMC's Into the Badlands as well. Also plays, he's also in Tomb Raider, I think.
Wow.
I like Nick Frost.
He's very funny. Very funny man.
Yeah. He's got great comedic timing. And him and Simon Pegg are a fantastic
great team.
Combo.
Oh.
Vince Vaughn is 54.
Oh, gosh.
Swingers legend. He's also in Wedding Crashers, Old School, Dodgeball, Anchorman, Be Cool, Starsky and Hutch, The Breakup. I know Vince Vaughn he's got some range.
Yep.
I thought he does drama very well. And he can pull it off really good.
And Grouch.
Yes. Very good Grouch.
This is a grouchy guy.
Certainly. Now, this time I'm mentioning that he's a Chicago actor because mm-hmm. this actually impacts all of us here in the Midwest. Vince Vaughn is one of the most integral reasons of why Hollywood had to start paying attention to the Midwest. He got talking to the city of Chicago and talking about, hey, we should have more films filmed here.
Right.
We need to lower our rates. Mm-hmm. If we lower our rates, they'll come. Sure enough. The Dark Knight starts getting filmed there. Mm-hmm. And one of the more integral movies in the last 20 years, impactful movies and stuff. And it is ever since, there's been a ton of movies filmed in Chicago. And not just there, but you remember, I think listeners remember Public Enemies. The Johnny Depp movie was mm-hmm. filmed here in Wisconsin.
Right.
That would not have been filmed here probably without this move. It's interesting, but Vince Vaughn, maybe his most impactful move was kind of this. As good of an actor as he is, mm-hmm. and you know, as much as a lot of people like a lot of his comedies, that might be the most noteworthy thing in his career. You know, he's still got a long career left, but
right, exactly. And I think that we see it. I know for a while there that Wisconsin actually went the opposite direction and like took away tax credits for people to film in Wisconsin. That's why people don't film in Wisconsin anymore, people.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you don't want that, okay. But that's where you're not just getting rid of blockbusters and stuff. The movie that gave me my break, No Names, filmed not even 20 half of an hour away from mm-hmm. here, that wouldn't have gotten filmed here.
Nope.
So that doesn't
if they didn't
happen.
Have those breaks, yeah.
So you don't have those jobs that are coming here. You don't have a lot of the economic impact that makes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something to look at, yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of things when it comes comes to that to look at for the state of Wisconsin. You've got a beautiful state here. And you have no problem welcoming in visitors and guests for
tourism,
recreational
right?
and tourism stuff. You definitely should be letting these people in here to film. Rodney Atkins is 55 today, country singer and proud owner of a truck.
Just throw it right in there.
Something he says. Brett Ratner is 55. Rush Hour director. Red Dragon. Tower Heist. Horrible Bosses. Directed quite a few things. Cheryl Salt James is 58 today of Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper. You can't talk about hip hop without talking about
especially in the 90s. Groundbreakers.
Yeah. And you, another strong woman, female artist here that we celebrated on the Sunrise Show. Reba McEntire is 69 today.
Renaissance, speaking of Renaissance women,
I did all that rambling about Lady Gaga before for a reason. Because as great as Lady Gaga is and everything, she's wonderful. She's doing great work. Reba's been doing this for decades.
An amazing.
Emmy winner, Grand Ole Opry Hall of Fame. I mean, just a ton of different things that woman has done. And they often call her the queen of country, and I'd be hard-pressed to argue that.
Man, I don't like to like block her into country, though.
Yeah.
Because she's so much further out of that. I mean, yes, she's a great country singer, but she does so much more.
Got such a recognizable voice.
Yes.
And has done such a great work in her career. And all of this being said, still doing it. Like, we just saw her at the Super Bowl. We just saw her kill
it
there.
I'm telling
you. Still doing it. Still looks great.
Man.
Happy birthday. Happy 69th to one of the queens of country, Miss Reba McEntire. And Diane Wiest is 76 today. Oh. She fought for Kevin Bacon's right to dance in Footloose. She was the mom in Edward Scissorhands. Practical Magic, she was good in too. But my favorite performance of hers is The Birdcage. Although I don't know if it's in that one or not. There's one, I can't remember what the Diane Wiest movie is, but there's a movie where she just breaks down finally. She's been strong the whole movie, and she finally breaks down. She's like, why doesn't anybody like me? Why don't, it's such a sweet moment. She is one of the integral, like one of the great TV moms in movie history.
Yeah, she has played probably a mom in movies more than I can't even think. But she's so good.
It hurts because we don't really have any idea how great of an actress she is.
I know.
She has not gotten a chance to try other roles, play other parts, or anything like that. This is the trouble with typecasting, especially for women, especially older women.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I will say, when you do get the opportunity, you make your mark, and she sure has.
She has.
I will always remember her name and her work.
Yep.
Very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. And Annie, as people no longer with us, Annie born on this day. She's the Borg Queen on Picard. She was Renee Walker on 24, Lily on The Vampire Diaries, and Emma on Timeless.
Okay.
Good actress. And that's going to do it for our list for today, everybody. But one more time, want to wish a happy birthday to our good friend around here, Christy Kenga.
Happy birthday, Christy.
Happy birthday to Lexi Waite.
Happy birthday, Lexi.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Patty Carsey.
Congratulations, Patty, and happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. Encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe.
Yeah.
They're open right now. Go visit them. They're over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Good things coming up for you in this hour. We're going to get into a couple of fun stuff. 7-Eleven is selling something we got to talk about. That is weird.
Of course we do.
How many hours the average American spends a year working sick? I want to get into that one with you as well.
That'll be an interesting one. Wow.
That's going to be coming up in a little bit as well. And we got a That Ain't Right story that I cannot wait to get to. I almost did it. I almost did it right now. But we are going to wrap up the show today with some good stories of the day, some local Easter egg hunts we'll tell you about. And our own Melissa Kay is going to join us for a special segment as we're going to go over the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards.
Mm-hmm.
They have announced their finalists, and it kind of affects your local radio station. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later, wrap up the show. Right now, are you eating a sandwich right now? Stop!
Uh-oh.
Stop!
Oh, no.
Wait! You might not be eating it right.
What? Huh?
I'm glad we caught you. I'm glad we stopped you there, okay? A video of a picture of a sandwich is going viral because it asks where your next bite should be.
Oh.
Are you eating your sandwich wrong? No. That's where we're going.
Thanks, James. That's a great thing to We thought social media could get sillier.
Yes, yeah. This is where we're at now. We have officially proven to the rest of the universe that we have too much time on our hands.
We somehow ended up with more time. How did that happen?
In the scheme of time, okay, things. If you look at time on a clock, mm-hmm. It isn't that long ago that we were literally having to hunt and fight and struggle to survive every day, whether it was the elements or finding food or anything else.
Like, I'm telling you,
life was struggle. Mm-hmm. That's all it was. If you were lucky, you got to at the end of your day, got to maybe draw on a little bit, you know, on
sit around
on a
the
wall.
Campfire, tell some stories, yeah, you know, yeah. Something,
I mean,
like that.
If you were lucky, that was the closest you had to relaxing. Now we're telling people how to eat their sandwiches. Option A is some decent filling and crust. Option B is the center of the sandwich where all the good stuff is. And option C is the other crust. So there's the, I guess, the front and the back.
I don't know what they mean by that.
People are saying you should go for the C first, the back end of the sandwich. But before you fully enjoy the middle of the sandwich.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing. So if you look at a loaf of bread, it's like the flat part on bottom, I think is what they're talking about. The other side, I guess.
Let's see if we're doing.
Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no, that doesn't look what this guy's doing.
No,
I don't know
I don't know what this is.
I don't know either.
What I did want to know is, does anybody eat a sandwich differently? Like, I've never seen anybody eat, like, maybe taking the crust off,
okay,
which is just ridiculous
when you're
to me.
But five, I mean, yeah, when yeah. you're a little kid, come on now. Who still does that as an adult?
I just like crust. So
I do too. That's like the best part of the bread.
Yes, it's the best part. 100%. They're showing this video, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Have people eating sandwiches differently than I do? Because I'm curious now, and I want to know.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, start with the middle. I'm like, well, but you just cut it in half then. I mean, if you want to eat the middle first, you just cut it in half. Now, I bet you if we threw out there what's the best way to cut a sandwich, like triangles or rectangles, there would be like a war on social media about which one is better, because people get touchy about this, man.
Yeah, they do. They do. especially your kid you're making sandwiches for.
Yes. My kid does that. Oh, you didn't cut it triangles. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
And they won't eat it. They'll just look at it.
Does it taste different or something?
Yeah. If they do eat it, it's all begrudgingly. Yeah, it's all grumpy.
Sandwich, man.
And I know it's not fun for the parent, but it is kind of funny watching a grumpy kid eat a sandwich. It is a little funny. It is a little, because you can tell they're enjoying it, but they don't want to show that.
They don't want to show that they're enjoying it. Because it's still a sandwich they like, so it's like, yeah.
I don't know. But and please let me know if you're eating your sandwich differently. I just want to know, just out of curiosity.
Because there's
curious.
Only so many ways, seriously, that you can actually eat a sandwich. Do you like roll it up like a big piece of pizza and try to eat it that way?
Do you put it in a ball?
What do you do?
I'm very curious.
I know. That's a good question.
We're going to sleep now. Would you? Well, I bad idea for a radio show. I apologize.
Right?
I don't know. Now, easy listening. Our ratings keep falling apart after the first 5 minutes.
Yes.
people you say you feel older. People say they feel older than their age, younger, or pretty much on the spot. You know, we all tend to feel that way.
Right.
You start feeling aches and pains pretty early on in life.
That's true.
So how you answer this question, how you answer might have to do with how much sleep you've gotten this week.
Mm.
A study found two back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older than we really are.
Wow.
Maybe even more than that, some science says. They looked at the sleep patterns of over 400 people and asked each person how old they felt. Then they had a second group get 9 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours of sleep two nights in a row. The average person felt 4.4 years older than their age after the two back-to-back nights of bad sleep. The people it hit hardest said 10 years older.
Whoa.
So if you're 40, two nights in a row could make you feel like you're 50. But the good news is there's also a way to feel 35 again. When people got enough sleep every night for a full month, they felt an average of 5 years younger than they actually were.
Full month? Wow. So it only takes 2 days to feel older, but you got to sleep out like perfectly for a month and then you feel younger? That doesn't sound like a fair trade-off to me.
The only people that do this are people that are in studies. what good is the study if it's just doing a, like, I am all for these, and I've done a lot of research on sleep over the years. But what good is it if it's just, these surveys or studies that take place in these very reserve areas and stuff, and, you know, you can control the elements and all that.
Right.
I understand the importance of data, but how good can the data be if it's in a controlled environment?
Well, and the other problem here is it's such a subjective thing. I don't know how a 45-year-old is supposed to feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like me. You know, I don't know. It's so subjective.
It really is.
I question the validity. This study does not seem to be a greatly constructed one. Let's put it that way.
And we do this thing where, okay, especially just focusing on America. We're work. Right. Work is everything. Work. Well, even if you're working hard, they tell you you're not working hard enough. I mean, that kind of thing. And then they pound us in the head all the time with stuff like this about, hey, you got to sleep more. You got to eat better and everything. When? When am I supposed to do that? I work three jobs, man. Right. I mean, when am I supposed to get like a couple hours of sleep, let alone a month worth of full
sleep? Of good sleep, right? Yeah.
And not just me. I don't even – my kids are older. What about people like yourself that have young kids, and you add that into the factor,
right?
Like, come on, but what are we doing here?
Yeah, it seems a little like the information or the data we get from it wouldn't be very helpful in the end anyway. So
it's good to have,
right?
And I think that obviously it's good to have the science out there and to strive for this and everything, but so much of this comes across like trying to guilt us into doing these things, and that doesn't really not only does it not work, but all it does is like defeat the purpose, because then we're just beating ourselves up that, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. Oh, right. I didn't do this. I didn't do that.
And as everyone knows, the moment you try to fall asleep, forget it. You know, you're not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to come to you. And the other thing is that a lot of these studies actually reach the same conclusion. Sleep is important.
Yes.
Which, is, yeah, we know that. We know sleep is important, but it's hard.
I have been working for decades on a study that speaks to how sleep isn't that important. All the data says that I'm wrong. And,
yeah, exactly.
It's not working, and I'm still fudging some numbers. I mean, working out some numbers, but yeah, that's not going to go anywhere.
Good data just for one person. That's, you know, you got it's a study of one.
I feel like we know sleep is important.
We do.
How about helping us find more ways in the day to get more sleep, or giving us more opportunities to have that or something,
or maybe get to the point where we don't feel guilty about taking a break.
Yeah.
You know, not working, like you said, all the time.
Yeah.
Let's find out ways to get rest other ways than sleep. You know, there are chances to do that.
Definitely. We're going to come back and we're talking about this. We got a that ain't right story here. 7-Eleven is selling this new water that you got to hear about.
Oh, and, new and water.
Get your coffee in you first, all right? You don't want to be taking a drink when I tell you about this. It's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. We got some great topics to take you right to the top of the hour and have some fun doing it. We usually save our That Ain't Right stories for the end of the show, but I couldn't wait on this one.
Okay.
We got to get to this one. We will in a second, though. First, callers come first. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, good. Happy opening true baseball season day.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, happening true opening baseball season day. Yeah.
We just got a new name for it.
Yeah. It's a better day. I like that name. What's on your mind, bud?
With them doing that game last week in Tokyo, that wasn't opening day.
No.
Opening day.
No. And I got to imagine with the news that broke pretty much before those games even got played or anything, or during when they got played, baseball's kind of like,
ah. Yeah, kind of ruined the moment a little bit.
Scandals tend to do that.
Yeah.
What are you excited about with opening?
It's kind of hard to get excited for the Brewers today because they're not playing really now until tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
Because of the rain and stuff out there in New York. But, I mean, it's baseball. You know, it's tonight is going to be bratwurst and potato salad and a can of beer for supper tonight.
Yep.
You've got to celebrate opening week, opening day with that. I mean, it's just, what more can you ask for? It's spring.
It is. It is. We refuse to let Mother Nature tell us what season it is. It is spring. Baseball has begun. We are excited about it. And I'm with you on this. It's a long season. A couple months from now might be a little bit different.
Right.
But these first couple of weeks, I don't care what the games are. I'm watching. I don't care. I'm taking it in. I just want baseball. Just give me baseball. I can't wait for it. Is there anything outside of the, paying attention, of course, to your Brewers this year? Any other storylines, anything else that you're really excited about with this season? I think there's a lot of really cool things going on in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's, to me, with, you're listening to all the talking heads, from the Four Letter Network, the young players.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a change in the guard, I think, in Major League Baseball, and it's going to be the young guys that are going to start taking over the league. Yeah. I just really think that that's what's going to be exciting this year, is see the new and up-and-coming players coming and see where everybody goes.
The
Brewers are pretty young this year, but there's a lot of – I hate to say this, James, but I do, at least for a couple of weeks until our first half of our pool is done. I have to root for the White Sox. Yeah. I drew them yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. That now,
Of all teams I had a draw, it teams that need to score runs would have had to have been the White Sox.
Oh, God. I feel for you. I was born into it. I have to. If you fell into it, that's a shame. That is not right. That is not a fair story. That ain't right story right there for you. I'm with you on these young players. Basically, Cruises. There's a couple of Cruises out there.
Elian O'Neill, yeah.
I cannot take my eyes off. This kid in Pittsburgh, who's like 7'12", and he's got every tool you could ask for as a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
If he can put things together... I mean, he's already amazing. I can't imagine what he's going to do. One of the things I'm really excited about with these younger players is they're a complete player.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really talk about it with Mike Trout, but a great fielder. Could play multiple positions in the outfield. But outside of him, like these kids now with the arm, this O'Neill Cruz, this kid in Pittsburgh, his arm is insane.
Yeah.
Like we're back to kind of like... I feel like Mookie Betts kind of got us to this place, but we're back to enjoying the defense in baseball, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm enjoying that. With the rule changes from last year, having a year to kind of adjust to all of that, I'm very excited to see where that goes, just in general on the game and these young stars they have and everything. And to see a pitcher win the Cy Young with 3 wins this year. Because it doesn't seem like any pitchers are staying healthy anymore. Nobody completes games anymore. So we're going
to get to 200 innings. Yeah.
We're going to see our first Cy Young winner with 5 wins.
Yeah.
5 wins. That's good.
Well, that's the thing, Julian. I mean, we can talk about the sub playmakers, but the amount of players nowadays that are, armed at you, it just shows that you, at the younger age, of the curveball, throwing the curveball at too much of a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week about, our natural throw motion is underhand, not overhand.
Yep.
And they play too much at a young age. I mean, it's baseball is becoming a year-round thing, just like hockey and soccer. And
yep.
Too much.
Yeah. Seth and I have we've had a lot of conversations off air about this a little bit on Playmakers, but getting kids back to playing multiple sports.
Yeah.
It feels like one of the, I don't know if that's actually going to do it, but it seems like one of the, worth a try.
Well, you use different parts of your body.
Yeah.
I mean, and you let the other parts rest, which that's the part that makes sense. And you're still doing stuff, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. If I had a young my son's 22, and I'm still trying to convince him to do sport. I'm still trying to live vicariously through him and everything. If you have a kid that's young and they enjoy sports, I think the best thing you could do for them is turning them on to multiple sports.
Absolutely.
And letting them try different things and everything. I'm excited to talk with you about the opening weekend here on Monday on Playmakers. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, bud. Have a great week.
All right, guys. You guys enjoy the rest of the week.
You too.
You too.
You too, man. Great call. Best listeners in radio. Appreciate you.
I loved his thing, though. I mean, you didn't even have to be a baseball person.
Yeah.
To enjoy opening day. There's just something special about it. I'm telling you.
I guarantee you now or this morning, my dad got out hot dogs or brats. One of the two. And
gotta
that's
get
what
ready for then
having
season.
That for dinner tonight. Yep.
Yep.
Got him. If you have not heard, the Brewers game was canceled. They will be playing tomorrow in New York against the Mets. You got Freddie Peralta kicking off the season for you. Jose Quintana for the Mets.
Mm-hmm. The other game that was canceled or suspended today was like the marquee matchup.
Yeah.
It was the Phillies and the Braves. It's like, nope, can't have that one either.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mother Nature.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mother. I don't know. I know that we have a lot of people at Civic Media on our multiple networks that have been kind of championing everybody should have a roof. That everybody should have a roof and a retractable roof. I don't disagree with that. I would like to see the same energy towards football fields in the NFL.
Mm.
And that everybody should have a real grass field.
Yep.
And there's baseball, we lose games. In football, we lose players.
Yeah.
But it's a gigantic difference. You can always make up a game.
You
can always make those up. I feel for people that buy tickets. I'm not taking lightly of that. But outside of that, the games will go on. The games will be played. When you're losing players because of your field, like, why do we put up with that as NFL fans? We should be holding back our tickets. We should not be going to games. We should be buying the Sunday ticket until they fix this.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the least things you can ask for as a sports fan, a decent field for these players to play on. Like, God forbid these owners, have to spend a little money. The billionaires have to spend a little money.
That's the reason they're billionaires.
Uh-huh.
They don't spend money. Anyway.
They're certainly not billionaires because of making inventions like this one, Seth. It's the best segue.
That was a good segue, actually. I got to give you props for that.
7-Eleven is selling hot dog flavored sparkling water.
What?
Not a word of that sentence was good for you.
No.
Even the water part. Even, a photo of 7-Eleven announced a new sparkling water that tastes like hot dogs. A photo of the can is circulating on social media. It's supposed to taste like one of their big bites, but in a carbonated liquid form.
Oh.
The press release says that they're partnered with a brand called Miracle Seltzer for four flavors, lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog.
Just off the bat, without seeing the packaging or anything like that, I get the feeling I know which is going to be the least seller. Except, I mean, at first, everyone will buy the hot dog, and they'll make a joke about it, okay? Like, hey, look, I got hot dog water kind of thing. And then they'll taste it, and then everything will change. They'll get the regular apple and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're calling it a daring flavor that pushes the boundaries of flavor innovation. I didn't say that right. I apologize.
Okay, yeah. Take two.
Daring flavor that pushes the boundaries of flavor innovation. Yeah, you got to really sell it. Yeah, really.
If you would have kept that voice and you're a little younger, you would have been perfect for the 90s, being an announcer of commercials in the 90s. That's the voice they use for everything.
Surge.
Yes.
Surge. And something sure to delight even the most adventurous of palates. So have we really fallen so far as a society that we are now drinking hot dog flavored water? Well, here's what, maybe not. They say that the three other flavors are available now. But more details on the hot dog flavor water are coming next Monday. Their press release doesn't mention this, but April Fool's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, that could be this too. Just to get some press and then say, ha ha, joke's on you.
I don't blame them if that's what it is, that's the case. But I feel like you're 7-Eleven. Like, did you really? I mean, is this going to make you that much more popular?
Yeah, hard to say.
This is a good one here in Wisconsin, where we've got Quick Trips everywhere,
right?
And we've also got a lot of other gas stations that are often across the street or something like that. People are going to go where they want to go, where they're more comfortable, where they're familiar with the surroundings.
Maybe the staff there or something. Yeah, it's just people get used to places.
People will go out of their way to go to a particular gas station. Like, I don't feel like of all the industries, the gas stations are one of those ones that are so niche. It's like bars. You'll go out of your way to go to your regular bar.
Favorite place,
Even if it's not close to where you are or something, you'll go out of your way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The gas stations are a little similar. But they tend to be what you're comfortable with, what's close to you.
Right.
I don't know that you necessarily need to spend the money on something like this, but you know, if they're doing it, they're doing it for a reason.
And it could be, yeah, like a little joke, a gag. Yeah, well, that's what I might do if I drink it. Other than that, you know, it's getting them some press. I guess that's the big thing for them.
I can't imagine the press that they're getting is going to be. I don't know if
it's
gonna,
helpful though.
Like, what's the cost and effect of this? You know, that kind
that's
of.
It's a great question.
I'm very curious about how much this costs and if it's worth that part of it. We'll see.
Absolutely.
We've got this awesome thing going on right now. The Civic Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest here at Civic Media. We're very, very proud of what we've been able to accomplish in the last couple of years as a company.
Very, very remarkable, actually.
It truly is. And it sounds biased because I'm working for them saying it. But even if you take a step back and just look at, first off, we're talking radio. We're talking an industry that our whole lives people have been saying,
it's dying, it's dead, it's dead, yeah.
I don't know. And we're still here, we're still strong, and we're still doing our thing. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but a young company like Civic Media can get into the radio game and expand within a couple of years to be up and down the state, literally, where you're represented all over.
That's right.
But you can't do it. It takes advertisers. It takes people believing in it and sponsoring it and putting money into it and investing in you. We are not here without our advertisers. We got a lot of great ones out there.
We do.
But those advertisers don't matter as much as the listeners do. And every one of you out there, you truly make this happen for us. So we thank you for that. I don't care how corny or humbling it sounds. It's the truth. And we want to have some fun with this. We want to celebrate. We want to celebrate what we've been able to accomplish and celebrate all of you. So we have the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest.
Woo.
This is where you download the Civic Media app. You choose your favorite local radio station, WFHR.
Of course.
And get ready to text us a keyword. We will give you a keyword at the top of the 7, 10, 1, and 3 o'clock hours. You take that keyword, text it to us, and boom, just like that, you are in on winning. We have multiple chances a day to receive an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Dells.
Which is so cool, yeah.
And you'll be entered to win one of our two grand prizes, which we have a lot of great gifts in there. These new cool new bikes,
yeah.
3-in-1 blender, outdoor patio love seat.
Yep.
All things designed to get you ready for spring, get you excited about spring, and to remind and let you know how much we appreciate you.
Right. And don't wait, everyone. We've got today and tomorrow, and then we're done.
Done.
So if you've been sitting on your hands, now is the time to get going.
And keep in mind that Civic Media app is a great one for you. Mm-hmm. You can not only take us with you everywhere you go, but be informed wherever you go, be up to date on things. Of course, not just information and news, but the fun we have on our shows, not just our show, but all the morning shows and different shows that are on during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, sports. We cover a lot of sports.
We do.
Your local high school teams, not just our station here, but if you're listening in another area, listen to one of our local stations, chances are they cover high school sports. We certainly do here, and we, of course, are the home of your Brewers, your Bucks and Badgers and so much
and more. Rafters and,
yes,
and all kinds
Rafters
of good stuff.
And River Kings.
Yeah,
and
we do it all.
All kinds of stuff. We'll be back with more fun. We got our Pet of the Week coming up right here from the Southwick County Humane Society on WFHR, locally grown radio.